Good morning, everyone. Happy to have such a large gathering this morning. Glad so many of you were able to come to join us to celebrate Gurudeva's Jayanti. As is traditional, carrying forward in Gurudeva's tradition, on Jayanti we give a State of the Church address, which the idea of which is to give a preview of what's coming up in the year ahead, what we're focusing on, what we're not focusing on. So I'd like to read that to everyone. I want to review the last two of them. This is our third State of the Church address. So in 2002, the focus was on bringing in new members. About 30 in all came in 2002. Finishing the Master Course Trilogy in hardcover, issuing level one of the new Academy Master Course study, continuing the jointing and carving work on Yerevan Temple, visiting our members in Mauritius, Malaysia, Singapore, and California at least once. That was 2002. 2003, the focus was on issuing level two of the new Academy Master Course study, finishing our first small book in quite a while, Yoga's Forgotten Foundation, which the printer will have finished in the next few weeks. Moving ahead with Saivite Hindu Religion Children's Course Book 3, printing a pocketbook size edition of Dancing with Shiva. It's really small, in case you haven't seen it. Good for plane rides. Continuing the jointing and carving work on Yerevan Temple, organizing the 2004 Indian Odyssey Inner Search, and again visiting our members. So that's 2002 and 3 in review. 2004, focus. One of the main focuses for the coming year is on japa, the Panchakshara mantra, and Samaya Diksha. In fact, we have dubbed 2004 as the year of japa. This is because we will be giving Samaya Diksha to members who qualify starting on the India Inner Search in January, and later on in the year in Mauritius, Malaysia, Singapore, California, and even here if some qualify here, come here. To help prepare our members for receiving Samaya Diksha, we've created a special 6-month preparation course, which has been mailed out to all the members who indicated they wanted to receive Diksha this year. So far, we have 29 members who have asked to prepare. It's a nice size group. A second focus for the year of japa is for all members who have already received Samaya Diksha to bring themselves current. This, of course, means doing an extra 108 repetitions of Om Namah Shivaya for every day that was missed since you received Diksha. So I'm sure no one here is behind, right? Everyone's current, or at least will be by the end of this year. So we want to get current if we're behind in our Diksha. So, for publications, our focus for the year 2004, producing a new version of the Know Thyself booklet, which leads into the Master Course study and talks about the Guru Parampara. So that'll be nice. For the Saivite Hindu Religion Children's Course, we will print Book 3 and move forward on Book 4. And we're going to produce a pocketbook edition of Merging with Shiva, same size, small. For our teaching program, our major teaching program for 2004 is, of course, the India Inner Search in January. We have some 90 participants, including staff, which makes it our largest program ever, 90 people. And we have planned a balanced program giving equal emphasis in the three areas of Master Course classes, temple and ashram visits, and cultural events. So it's a nice balance. And there's also the possibility of a week-long student and member retreat in Malaysia in December. It's still in the planning stages and depends on the members there volunteering to coordinate it. For travel, our usual Ganesha Chaturthi journey to Mauritius with stops in Malaysia and Singapore is all planned out, and we're just buying our tickets. We go that far in advance in our ticketing. We also have a trip to Vancouver and Edmonton, Canada, scheduled for June, which corresponds with the annual festival of the Mahaganapati Society there in Alberta. Trip to Toronto and Montreal is still in the planning stages for August. We're going to California, but we haven't set our dates yet. And the most recent trip is we have received a verbal invitation from the president of the Atlanta Temple, Dr. Raghu, who was here recently on pilgrimage, inviting us to be the chief guest at the Prana Pratishta for their new Shiva Temple for Memorial Day weekend. They're opening a Shiva Temple as a completely separate building from their Vishnu Temple that they already have, which sets a nice pattern, having two temples with a little distance between them for Shiva and Vishnu. And the last area is our Adinam property. Our main activity in developing our property is, of course, the Erivan Temple jointing. It's a big project. And the good news is the sanctum will definitely be finished sometime soon after Tamil New Year, April 13th. We'll have the capstone in place. It's going to look beautiful for everyone. And we hope it will be gold leafed before it's put in place as well, which will make it even nicer. Also for Erivan, we're starting a capital and endowment fundraising campaign with the goal of raising $13.6 million in 6 years. And this is the inspiration and being coordinated by Devarajan and with the close help of Isan Katir, Dr. Shan Sundar, and Surya Kumar, all of whom are major donors to Erivan. And also we have our parcel across the river, our 400-acre parcel, Himalayan Acres, and our focus this year is on planting additional trees. Lots of trees are needed for fences, windbreaks, and future fruit production. So that's our coming year in short. Thank you for listening. The year of Japa. So we already got all our prasadam, vibhuti and everything from Gurudeva, so we won't repeat that. And I'll excuse myself. Om Namah Shivaya.